Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, halfway home on this Friday night with you. Don't forget, we got Rankum coming up at 10:40. We get the dance party started at 10 o'clock. We do have an announcement to make on Monday, so we got an announcement for Monday. It does influence the show, so we'll have to do some reconfiguring and retooling and stuff like that. But anyway, we'll make that announcement come Friday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Earlier today, Richie Grant, what did he catch up with? The Midday guys? Was that who he was on, right? He was on with our Midday guys. We got the Morning Shaft. We got Chuck House. And we got Dandy and Randy, right? That's the lineup that we have. How long are those shows? Anyway. Richie Grant caught up with Andy and Randy earlier today, and the guys talked about how he's matured over these years.
Yeah, I think I've just been taking a step each year. Last year was a real big year for him. I played all 17 games, like you said. I'm content about how I played last year. I definitely think I left some players out there, so I'm looking to, go get some of those back. But I think each year I've been taking a step. This year I'm looking forward to being more impactful.
What do you think the most noticeable step will be? Because Falcons fans have seen you play, and you're right. I thought you had a really nice year last year. What's going to be the most notable improvement?
I think just trusting myself. I know how I got here. I'm a very, I just play with how I see. And sometimes I'm aggressive. Like, I play a little too aggressive. So just sitting back and seeing what I see and going after that, that's what got me here. I feel like that's what's going to get me where I want to be.
Well, you got a new running mate back there. Jesse Bates came. We had him on the show earlier this week and everything. Said a lot of glowing things about you. How has it been so far? There was only 8 or 9 practices and OTAs and stuff. But how has it been with him, with the communication and everything with y'all back there?
Just like my career, man. Like, each day we've been growing. I think every day, we talk a little more at nighttime about what we're going to do the next day. We're going out there and we're putting it together. And some things work, some things we throwing out, but I think we're growing, man, as a bunch.
What do you think the area, the defense as a whole, is going to be better at this year?
Probably smart aggression. You know what I mean? Like, we got some really aggressive guys, but learning how to play with that, not just jumping the gun every time, but, we really aggressive, and then just really trusting our keys, trusting our abilities, making them plays.
What about this new defense that you're in? And Coach Nielsen coming over from the Saints and everything. Is your role changed or anything like noticeably that we'll noticeably see this year?
Right now, I'm still at safety right now. Competing for that starting job alongside Jesse. But I said what I said.
All right, we got a good group.
We got a good group. I'm telling you.
Got to stay humble, Randy.
We got a good group. But look, though, it's pretty much kind of the same, just being back there at safety, making the calls and checks and stuff like that. But, you know, we'll see how it goes as we get further into camp.
What about from a personality standpoint, Ryan Nielsen? Because obviously Dean Pease is a legend.
Yeah.
It was really fun having
respect
him here.
We
always love talking to him. Mm-hmm. Nielsen's a little younger, seems maybe a little bit more fiery.
Yeah.
Seems like he might like the way that you play. Like, what's the relationship like with him so far?
Yeah, man, like you said, he's a real fiery dude. Like, every day, bro, you come in the building, you know, he yelling, you know what I mean? Sometimes you might be a little asleep, but as soon as you hear Nielsen, you're going to wake up quick, you know what I mean? He yelling at you and just making sure you got some energy because, you know, just being that same guy every day, that's who he is, so that's who he's going to be, you know? And it definitely kickstarted a lot of guys out there. You know, if you ain't bringing it right now, you're not going to be 100 every day. But having that energy, you know, it'll cover up for that. So that guy, man, like you said, just a super fiery dude. He the same guy all the time.
What about your secondary? I know you lost a bro. One of your brothers went down today, and
yeah,
Jeff,
man.
And
we
don't know the seriousness of what's going on. But as a collective unit, because we had you, we had AJ on, we had Jesse on.
Yeah.
How, as a group, I know the nickel slot and all those things, as a group, how have you guys grown together? Because I tell people, ain't nobody tighter on a football team, the offensive line and the damn DBs. Yeah. So how is that meshing with each other?
It kind of reminded me a little bit when I was in college. I went to a program that recently went 0-12. We went 6-7 next year, and then we went 12-0 the year after that. And, you know, just watching that progression, just guys buying in, guys starting to trust each other. The chemistry is what I'm real big on. You got to have that brotherhood, you know, DBs, you know. Everybody see when we make a mistake.
Right.
So it's really hard to move past that sometimes. But when your brother telling you, like, man, I know what you can do, like, it really help you get out your head and move on to the next play. And then you probably get in the game with an interception, you know. So things like that. But, man, just since NBA, bro, we just been growing each day. And, like, you can tell the chemistry getting there. Guys, you know, we slapping each other head a little more. And that's the little bit of stuff that people don't recognize. But, you know, when you celebrating together and you hanging out together at night, like, that's what builds. And that's it'll come out on Sunday.
Was that a 17-0 prediction? 12-0? Is that what I heard? Or?
Them your words.
Oh, okay. All right. But really, though, like, it feels like this team has a chance to be very good.
Yeah, man.
Is that the vibe inside that building?
Yeah, man. We all pretty confident right now. Like I said, we just got to keep building each day, bro. Like, you can't take none of these days for granted because one day you – just like being out there on Sunday, you take one play for granted and the ball going over your head. So just making sure we take each day, day by day, and trying to build, bro. Like, you don't have to make a huge jump every day. Just 1% every day, you know, and it'll get us where we want to be at.
You were part of the original draft class of Arthur Smith, the Terry Fontenot, and everything. And
I take pride in that.
I know you do, actually. And now you've been through these 2 years, third year. Mm-hmm. Is it different?
Oh, yeah.
What's the biggest difference that you see?
Is it
more than just dudes, or is it something different?
I mean, I just feel like, just like in life, you just mature a little bit, you know what I mean? And everything, you know, when your parents tell you don't touch the stove and you're a kid and you still playing over it, like, I'm going to touch it. But, and then you grow older, you realize, okay, I see why they were telling me that. And it's just certain things you got to learn and go through, you know what I mean, being a young guy. But sooner or later you catch on to it and everything just slows down. It's like the Matrix, man. Like, once you really buy into what everybody's telling you, vets telling you the same thing, not just the coaches, but buying into what people telling you, learning from their experience, so you ain't really got to make the same mistakes.
Falcon safety Richie Grant joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I do want to ask you a question or two about the guys you're going up against
Shoot.
In practice,
Shoot.
some of the pass catchers. What have you seen from Kyle Pitts? How's he looking health-wise, Drake London, and some of the receivers?
Yeah, progressing really well. Kyle progressing really well. He got his hands on a couple of balls throughout this camp already. You know, he got a lot of good length on him. So the quarterback's throwing him open. He doing good in and out of his cuts. And then who else you asking me about?
Drake London.
Oh, yeah, Drake Baller, man. Like, he'll lose a rep, come back next rep, and you forget that he lost a rep before. Like, he one of those guys, like, he probably could play DB. He got a short memory, you know. He come back, real competitive. So, you know, love guys like that on my team.
Final one for me as well. And, again, thanks for the time. We appreciate
definitely.
It. Young quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him last year. Saw him get into the game at the end of the season last year. How does he look different than he did in his rookie season?
Yeah, I played against him, I think, like 2 years. I think I had three games against him in college. So,
you pick him?
I know I ain't getting one, man. I was running this way, the ball came that way. I was close, man. Okay. He'll tell you I was close, man. But But now that competitive spirit he got, you know, it's starting to show more and more each day. He's very vocal out there. You know, he's not scared to step in front of the crowd. And he's not scared to make a mistake. You know, you can't be scared to make a mistake at this level. You got to learn from it. You know, it's time to learn. And that's just one of those guys, you know.
Richie, thank you.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate stay safe, appreciate stay healthy, my man. Appreciate
hey, God
you, man.
God bless y'all. For
I hope your uncle shows up.
Me too, man.
Hey, tighten up now. Tighten up.
Well, listen, I love Richie Grant, and I talked about, you know, him when he was drafted out of Central Florida, was a really good kind of combination cornerback, safety. He was a guy who could play the ball. He was good in coverage. He's a ball hawk. I mean, I love Richie Grant coming out of college. You know, it's been slow to acclimate these first couple of seasons. And, you know, again, I definitely think that when you have a rookie that doesn't play a whole lot, even though he was a high draft pick, they're going to be behind the eight ball. And especially in that position, you know, that's not an easy position to play defensive back in the NFL coming in as a rookie. And I understood why they did it. I understand why he didn't play as much as what he did, this, that, and the other. But at the same time, I definitely think it slows down your regression. And I know that they were, well, we're going to win games and all this and the other. They weren't going to win games. I mean, they were lying to themselves, right? That we're going to win games with – we're going to win games with Marcus Mariota, until they didn't win games with Marcus Mariota. And then they had to realize, oh crap, we got to change this around, and we've got to get our rookie quarterback in to find out what we've got, because we're going to go into next year without knowing what we have in him, right? So again, that sounded nice, you know, and they were lying to, well, yep. The Falcons are only a game out of the playoffs. The Falcons were never going to be in the playoffs, folks. They were never going to be in the playoffs. They looked about as far from a playoff. We're in December and we're a game. They're never going to be that way. You know, the reality is that they were not going to be a playoff team. They were never going to win the right amount of games to get themselves in the playoffs. We're playing meaningful games. And I said, no, you weren't. You know, when you went up against the good teams, they handled you, you know. So, again, I understand. But, I mean, we were lying to ourselves. And I understand. I mean, you want to win football games, right? But maybe at the behest of getting some of your rookies developed. And, you know, Dean Pease did not have a very easy system to acclimate and be a part of, you know, and that was definitely part of it. We didn't see really many rookies at all in the first couple of years with Dean Pease that were able to transition at all, you know, into that defense. Heck, the veterans were having trouble figuring some things out. So, again, not mad at Dean Pease for any of it, but it was what it was. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that Ryan Nielsen is here now, and you know, we'll see what happens in all this, but I think that, you know, you've got to get some of these young guys in the mix, especially if you're going to start suffering injuries, right? If you've got injuries to Hennessy and you've got injuries to Jeff Okuda, you may not have a choice, and that's not necessarily a good thing, but you may not have a choice when it comes to playing some of your rookies. And that's not necessarily, like I said, a good thing. I mean, again, that wasn't a good thing for Jalen Mayfield to all of a sudden be dropped in, you know, to a situation that he was never going to succeed in. I don't blame all of that on Jalen Mayfield, but at the end of the day, the player is accountable for everything. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life. I've got more updates on this crazy story about this teenage girl, and we'll get to our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. John Chuckery Show, live from the Kia Studios. 9:22. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Remember, we got Rankum coming up here in Loa, 10:40. So get your list in. 404-726-0929. I'm at JMCH316 on Twitter. He's at DD Lewis for real on Twitter. So, Day-Day, this Alicia Navarro, right? We've been talking about this story.
Yes.
So, supposedly, and I don't know all of the details, but so she supposedly ran away with this guy who she's 19 now.
Right.
He's 36 years old, and that's her boyfriend of at 36 years old. Supposedly, she moved on. She's moved to a reservation, an Indian reservation that has all kinds of issues and things like that in Montana. But she's 18, he's 36, and supposedly she was living with him
when she originally ran away.
She willingly ran away, and her mother thought it was somebody that she had met online.
Uh-huh.
And she ran away with this guy, and they lived in this, like, shack by and large. Because they were both young.
Right.
They lived in this shack by and large.
Well, he wasn't young.
Well, yeah, he wasn't young. Yeah, he wasn't young, but again, probably not well off or anything
right.
like that. Because somebody had spotted her
uh-huh.
in the neighborhood right the day before she went and turned herself in
uh-huh.
and said that, you know, she was not, she did not have good hygiene and stuff like this. So they were probably living, you know, hand to mouth and stuff like that. But,
wow.
This whole story is insane.
It is.
I mean, it's just, it's sad and it's insane. Again, she does have a form of autism, but she's kind of on the higher end
she's
of
She's functional. Like,
yeah. I mean, but she's on the higher end that they said, you know, of autism. But again, it's just a sad story that, you know, again, the more I read about this, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, crazy stuff. RIP to Mark Margolis. Did you see him? Do you know who he is?
No.
So did you watch Breaking Bad at all?
I did not. Okay, so I saw the story. I didn't realize it was him. But okay, I didn't really watch the show though.
No. He was on, and I didn't watch it either. Here's how I remember him. I remember him in Scarface.
Right.
He was the guy who was the killer. Right,
right exactly.
He was the guy that, so he was the guy that was the killer who's going to blow up the car.
Right.
Remember, he's with Al Pacino in the car, and he's like, and he's telling him, you know, hey, you know, he's got the bomb. And
then Tony.
And Pacino shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then I also remember him in Ace Ventura Pet Detective. He was the landlord.
He was Jim Carrey's landlord.
You know, because again, he never saw the animals.
Right.
And then Jim Carrey all of a sudden, you know, waves his arms and all the animals come out. Right.
Yeah.
So I did not watch.
Breaking Bad.
And also too, I guess he was in Better Call Saul as well. But that's where I remember him as. Is in Ace Ventura and
Scarface.
Yeah. So, again, I guess he was. I mean, he was a well-known character actor. Mm-hmm. You know, he starred in a million things or whatever like that. So, R.I.P. to the late great Mark Margolis. So here's a fun story. So I love these auction. The highest valued Playboy in history. Recently sold at auction, actually sold a couple months ago at auction.
Like a copy of the magazine?
Yes, Playboy magazine. Mm-hmm. So it's the issue that has Marilyn Monroe on the cover.
Wow.
It's Playboy number one featuring Marilyn Monroe. One of three examples that graded out at 9.4. So it's one of the highest graded Playboy the number one issues of all time. So it's a 9.4 CGC grade on it, one of three examples. It recently, here a couple of months ago, sold for $120,000. $120,000 for an original number one issue of Playboy magazine, which I don't even know when that's from.
I was going to say, that's got to be like, what, in the 50s?
The 50s? Yeah. I think it's got to be in the 50s because it's Marilyn Monroe. So crazy to think about, but it's the highest, it's the most valuable magazine ever sold at auction. $120,000 for the number one issue of Playboy featuring Marilyn Monroe in condition of 9.4.
Nice.
So no copy of a magazine has ever sold for more at auction. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff. All right. Today, and this will be your favorite, today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Did you celebrate today?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Okay.
Didn't get a chance to.
All right. It's also International Beer Day today.
Oh, okay.
It's International Beer Day and Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. So with that, tonight's top 10 list. Your top 10 food and drinks for just lying on the couch for a day watching football.
All right, so here we go. At the top of my list is those chocolate chip cookies, fresh baked ones with a glass of milk. That's a combo. I'm not counting the milk as the drink. I'm counting just that's the combo. Can never go wrong with some wings.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're from the right spot, you know.
Yep.
Give me a good old big old bag of Lay's honey barbecue chips. That's
okay.
The goldish like bag.
Yep, yep.
Cocktail wise, I'm kind of old fashioned. I'll take a vodka and cran. Just sit there and
nice.
You know, yeah. We talked about this a while.
Are you on your period? Do you remember that line? do you remember that line?
No, what is that from?
That's from The Departed.
Remember, oh yes!
Remember when Leonardo DiCaprio is sitting at the bar,
talking with
the guy, he orders a vodka. And
yeah,
cranberry.
Jack Nicholson,
and,
right?
Well, when they're at the bar, Leonardo DiCaprio orders a vodka and cranberry, and this jabron that's sitting next to him, he says, "What are you on your period?"
Yeah, yeah, that was a good
movie. And then he beats he breaks the glass
right.
on the guy's head, and then he says he orders another drink with Frenchie, the hitman,
right
for Jack Nicholson. And he busts his egg and says, "What are you on your period?" You know, so, yes, I always think about that.
Yeah.
What are you on your period?
That is a good movie, though. Butter. We talked about this one, but I like butter toffee peanuts. Remember we were talking about nuts.
Yeah,
nuts.com.
Yep.
So, in fact, I'm going to order me a can tonight. Ice cream.
Nuts is great, man. Nuts.com is. If you've never ordered from nuts.com, they are phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. Ice cream with a hot brownie.
Okay.
Like a warm brownie.
Okay.
Another cocktail, Honey Jack Straight. Just
really?
On the rocks. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't need that going
no,
with
no,
anything
no. Yeah,
else,
I understand.
You know?
But yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, pizza. You know,
yeah,
can
yeah,
never
yeah.
go wrong
I've got
with pizza.
Pizza on my list as well. Yeah.
And then the last cocktail, Bailey's or rum chata on ice.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
On the rocks. Yeah.
Well, I know you're a rum guy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right, for my drinks, just very simple, a Coors Light.
Nice.
Because I don't drink alcohol if I'm just kind of, you know, like mixed drinks and stuff.
Right.
Like I got to be up and moving if I'm going to drink mixed drinks. So
right, right.
Just a Coors Light. My real weakness in life is Coke Zero.
Okay.
And then if you ever see me with those big bottles of water that I drink in here, so I buy those at Walmart,
right?
And they've got all different flavors. They're like, what, like liter bottles or something, like a liter of water,
right?
Like I've drink those all the time. Like I go through probably, and God, it's not cheap. I mean, they're like 80 cents a piece or something like that. But I go through at least a dozen to 15 a week.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah, because that's mostly all I drink,
right?
So and again, I'm drinking bubbly. The bubbly, because again, I bought a case of the bubbly at Cherokee Closeout.
Nice.
They had cases, so
okay,
they're only like $6. So, but anyway, and then for my food, I've got wings on my list as well. I've also got fried chicken though.
Okay,
and especially like either Popeyes, or Publix.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
one of the boxes,
like the boxes of the
yeah,
different,
like a
yeah,
just a
variety
where I can just see. Again, I'm a how do I say I like to just graze. Like I'm a graze eater,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Like I could get little bits at a time and stuff like that.
Right.
So I just graze. So like if I get like a box of 8 pieces of chicken, like I can just kind of gnaw on that the whole day. Or
gotcha.
Whatever.
So, okay.
But Popeyes or Publix fried chicken for it. I've got pizza on my list as well.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, like one of my favorite pizzas, Day-Day and I had this.
Oh, yeah.
We love Little Caesars pizza. I love Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Like
Little Caesars?
I love Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah.
It's cheap. It's good. I'll do like either the combo where they have like half pizza, half cheese slices.
Right.
Or I'll just do like a regular, you know, whole pepperoni pizza.
Nice.
But I love their pizzas.
Yeah.
For chips though, I go with Pringles. Like I just I like love Pringles, I like the, yeah. I like the Pringles in the can.
Yeah, Pringles are good. Pringles are good. Now, are you regular, like just original, or do you like one of the flavors?
I can do regular. I can do pizza. I can do the cheddar.
Okay.
Sour cream and onion, whatever. I mean, okay. Give me Pringles.
Nice.
Like they're just very easy to just dump some in your hand and just kind of nosh on them. So
yeah,
give me Pringles all day long. Chips with either salsa or bean dip.
Nice.
Love me some bean dip, but if I don't have the bean dip, I go with the salsa on there. So tortilla chips with that. So this is probably don't even know what this is. Trail bologna. Trail bologna, cheese, and crackers.
Yeah, never
heard
of that.
You know what trail bologna is?
No.
Okay. So look that up. You don't have to do it now, but just look it up at some point. It's like a sliceable meat.
Okay.
Okay. You know, like how you get like these summer sausage or salami.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So trail bologna is like that. My dad goes to Amish country.
Okay.
And he'll send me a care package of trail bologna and baby Swiss.
Okay.
So I'll just cut up some trail bologna, some baby Swiss, and put it on a Ritz cracker. And just plow through a whole bunch of it.
Okay.
Love trail bologna and cheese. And then my final one is I like to just kind of gnaw on some shrimp cocktail.
Okay.
And Publix, or sorry, not Publix, Kroger. Kroger has those $5 ones.
Right, like this, yep.
Yep, the $5 dish, perfect.
Yep.
Like I get the little $5 dish, and I can just... You know, do my thing and just kind of relax and do it like that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Hit us up with your list as well. When we get back, we will hear from Daniel Flick, who joined us earlier in the show, talking about some Atlanta Falcons football. Chuck Lee in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 at the game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on a Friday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, camp coming to the end here as they'll have an open workout tomorrow. One more practice on Monday before heading down to Miami for practices with the Miami Dolphins on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the first game comes up on Friday. We'll have all of your coverage right here on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to Daniel Flick, Falcons reporter for FanNationSI.com and the Falcon Report. And he's on Twitter at DFlickDraft. Daniel, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight.
Absolutely, man. Happy to be here. Obviously, we're 1 week out from Atlanta's preseason opener, which obviously will be a lot of fun, and ready to chop it up with you here, man. Happy to be back on.
Well, let's get the bad news out of the way. Jeff Okuda goes down today, had to be carted off. If Okuda is, and again, we don't know what the severity is, and Arthur Smith talked a little bit about it, but who do you think's the next most likely guy to play outside corner for this team?
Yeah, so today Trey Flowers was the replacement, I guess. But, you know, so far in camp, there's been a lot of – it's kind of been a fluid rotation. You know, I think Cornell Armstrong is a guy that a lot of people on the outside aren't as high on, but Arthur Smith has mentioned at times throughout camp how impressive he's been. But I think when you look at kind of the way that they ran things today, Trey Flowers has also received quite a bit of praise throughout camp. And, you know, obviously I believe he's about 6'3", 200, really big body guy, signed earlier this spring. And so he's, you know, played for about 4 or 5 years on, you know, on the outside. And so I think there's a lot of experience there. You know, losing Okuda would be, obviously, you know, it's not a certainty yet, but, you know, it'd be a pretty big loss. But I think the Falcons feel confident with what they've kind of put together on the outside behind him over the last few months. One other option I think that's worth talking about, Clark Phillips, obviously has had an outstanding, you know, camp so far. Rookie fourth round pick out of Utah, primarily played inside so far in Atlanta. He was strictly an outside guy, though, in college. So I think, you know, when you look at Clark Phillips, is there a chance that they'll put him on the outside? I think maybe so. And I think as far as where he was in college, there's certainly a reason to believe that he could make an impact early on the outside. But, you know, from what we've seen so far in camp, I think Trey Flowers is probably the guy if Okuda obviously is out for, you know, several weeks, if not the season, unfortunately. But, you know, it's obviously we're in wait-and-see mode there. But I think as of right now, Trey Flowers would be, you know, option 1A for Atlanta on the outside.
And I know Clark Phillips, and we know that the, you know, the battles that he had with Drake London. But here's what I'll say. The NFL is a whole different game, and it's a whole different skill set as far as some of the athletes that are on the outside. I mean, you don't have tiny receivers. I mean, you got a lot of big-bodied guys, and they run really fast, and it's a whole different level, you know, at this point in the NFL. You think Phillips is big enough to handle on the outside? I mean, that's obviously the big concern is that, you know, his height may be a real issue when you're talking about lining up against, you know, some of the elite NFL wide receivers.
Yeah, I think concerning is probably the way I would word it. But I do think if you look around the league, past and present, there are past examples of some historical outliers that have been, you know, whether it's a 5'9", 5'10", outside corner where it's like, surely he's not, you know, capable of hanging, and then he ends up hanging. You know, so I think with Phillips, there's so much more to it than, you know, size alone. I always think back right after he was drafted, he said, I've been 5'9 my whole life. And, you know, obviously he won Pac-12's Conference Player of the Year playing outside corner last year. And, you know, so he saw quite a few larger receivers outside last year out west. And so, obviously, as you mentioned, not the same thing. But I do think there's enough, you know, past experience, past film on him working outside to where you'd be confident if that was the situation that, you know, you had to execute. But at the same token, they drafted him with the intention of playing him inside, which I think tells you the way that they viewed him pre-draft. I do believe Arthur Smith mentioned post-draft that he can play outside if needed. But again, I think that's why early on you're seeing Trey Flowers rather than Clark Phillips outside. And I just think that, you know, as things kind of play out, Mike Hughes is a you know, kind of underrated option that I don't think we've mentioned yet. And obviously he's played outside quite a bit. So far, but I think in camp he's been primarily inside. Clark Phillips, same thing, primarily inside. So I think with Clark, there absolutely is, I think, a path to him playing on the outside. I just think when you kind of look at what we've heard about him so far as how Arthur Smith views him, pretty much how the entire staff views him, it is primarily inside. And so you would have thought that first team today, maybe Clark would have had a chance out there, but he really never did. And so I tend to think he's primarily looking at an inside route. I think that's something that'll be interesting to watch, you know, throughout the entirety of the, well, I guess, remainder of camp and then working throughout the preseason. But I mean, as of now, I think he's primarily a slot guy for them. We'll see kind of how it plays out moving forward, but I do think that right now where he's probably looking at more of an inside role.
Daniel Flick joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Falcons writer. Excuse me. And I want to ask you about Zach Harrison, who has been an intriguing prospect as a rookie and third-round draft pick for this team. You know, I know a little bit about Ohio State. I'm from the Ohio area, and you know, I know some folks and stuff like that. And you know, the word about Zach Harrison is he was a tremendous high school football player and five-star athlete coming out of high school, not far from the Columbus area, kind of northeast of Columbus. But the rap has always been, if he wants to be great, he'll be great. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have a good motor to it, but he probably should have been a better player than he was even in college. And I know he was second team all Big Ten, but you know, at times that it just didn't all come together. But he's a very intriguing prospect. And, you know, I've said if he can be even 4 or 5 sacks, you know, again, this team is desperately looking for pass rusher help. If he can show signs of life about doing anything, I think he's got a real chance to play in this defense and have a good impact for this team.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, again, kind of hitting back on Arthur Smith's interviews throughout the last several months, you can kind of see the progress that he's made in the way that they've talked about it. After the draft, a lot of the talk was, yeah, we don't really need him to play right away at all. Kind of like a redshirt situation, really. But, you know, I actually asked Arthur about this a few days ago, and one of the things that he told me that I was kind of surprised about, he said that if they had to start him in week one, they'd feel completely fine with that. And so I think, you know, the more that you ask guys, whether it's other linemen or opposing linemen, whoever it may be, the thing that keeps coming up about Zach is that he's really working at it. And I know you mentioned that at Ohio State, you know, I guess overall work ethic was kind of the main question with him. So far in Atlanta, I don't think that's kind of an issue. So I think he's kind of quieted some of those concerns. He's been consistently productive in camp, and I think he reached a new level when pads came on, which is obviously, you know, what you want to see. And so I think when you look at Zach Harrison, there's a lot of bodies in that room, especially kind of in that same 3-5 technique role that he's probably going to end up playing. But again, the talent there is undeniable. The traits are undeniable. And as you kind of hear some of his veteran teammates talk about him, the more excited you get. And I think Arthur Smith mentioned Zach Harrison as a riser twice, kind of unprompted throughout the last week. And then again, when I asked him about him, he could not have been higher on him. You know, I'm pretty sure he started off with saying that a lot of senior college kids are, you know, 5th, 6th year now. Zach was a straight 4-year senior. And so he's still pretty young. They love how much room that he has still. As far as, you know, play style improvements and, you know, again, he showed up even with the pedigree. There was still so much more to come from him with his skill set and everything else with him there that I think he was viewed as more of a project player. But the way that he performed throughout OTAs and the way that he's performed so far in camp, he's really kind of shaken that tag. And, you know, I think really when you look at the entirety of the Falcons rookie class, Zach Harrison's probably been the most surprising standout so far. And so I think really he's probably outperformed their expectations and for sure a lot of the outside expectations as well. So, you know, I don't think it's a situation where they want him playing heavy snaps as a rookie, but I do think that he's for sure helped his odds. And I think as you kind of look at the next year or two for him, I think that he's probably still going to end up playing, I'd say maybe 20-30% of snaps this year, which again, compared to how they viewed him post-draft, I think that would be a pretty significant jump. And then you're kind of looking towards the future as some of the current 1-year contracts that they have run out and kind of helping set the stage for a really big leap for him entering year two. But as things stand currently, I think he's off to an extremely fast start and one that frankly has probably only helped his projection long-term as well.
And, you know, that is a question because this is what I was going to ask you is, you know, we've seen with Dean Pease's defense the first couple of years a real hesitancy to play rookies, and I don't care where they were drafted. I mean, it's been a situation where, you know, Richie Grant only played about 20% of the snaps in his rookie year. There's been that hesitancy, you know, do you see that changing? I mean, you know, we always hear about how complicated Dean Pease's defensive system is. Do you think Ryan Nielsen or Arthur Smith or, you know, is there an opportunity for rookies to play more, you know, in their first year, because we haven't seen that the last couple of years. But if you got a guy that's playing really well, why not keep him on the field? I always go back to Ebikadi. He should have started more than one game last year, but again, for whatever reason, they didn't do it. I think that there, if a guy's playing really well, you got to start playing some of these guys.
Yeah, I would agree. And I do think, you know, to answer the overall question, I do think there is more of an opportunity. I think with Pease, as you mentioned, there was a lot of talk about how just complex his scheme was, and even some of the veterans that were.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on a Friday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, camp coming to the end here as they'll have an open workout tomorrow. One more practice on Monday before heading down to Miami for practices with the Miami Dolphins on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the first game comes up on Friday. We'll have all of your coverage right here on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to Daniel Flick, Falcons a reporter for FanNationSI.com and the Falcon Report. And he's on Twitter, at DFlickDraft. Daniel, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight.
Absolutely, man. Happy to be here. Obviously, we're 1 week out from Atlanta's preseason opener, which obviously will be a lot of fun, and ready to chop it up with you here, man. Happy to be back on.
Well, let's get the bad news out of the way. Jeff Okuda goes down today, had to be carted off. If Okuda is, and again, we don't know what the severity is, and Arthur Smith talked a little bit about it, but who do you think's the next most likely guy to play outside corner for this team?
Yeah, so today Trey Flowers was the replacement, I guess. But, you know, so far in camp, there's been a lot of – it's kind of been a fluid rotation. You know, I think Cornell Armstrong is a guy that a lot of people on the outside aren't as high on, but Arthur Smith has mentioned at times throughout camp how impressive he's been. But I think when you look at kind of the way that they ran things today, Trey Flowers has also received quite a bit of praise throughout camp. And, you know, obviously I believe he's about 6'3", 200, really big body guy, signed earlier this spring. And so he's, you know, played for about 4 or 5 years on, you know, on the outside. And so I think there's a lot of experience there. You know, losing Okuda would be, obviously, you know, it's not a certainty yet, but, you know, it'd be a pretty big loss. But I think the Falcons feel confident with what they've kind of put together on the outside behind him over the last few months. One other option I think that's worth talking about, Clark Phillips, obviously has had an outstanding, you know, camp so far. Rookie fourth-round pick out of Utah, primarily played inside so far in Atlanta. He was strictly an outside guy, though, in college. So I think, you know, when you look at Clark Phillips, is there a chance that they'll put him on the outside? I think maybe so. And I think as far as where he was in college, there's certainly a reason to believe that he could make an impact early on the outside. But, you know, from what we've seen so far in camp, I think Trey Flowers is probably the guy if Okuda obviously is out for, you know, several weeks, if not the season, unfortunately. But, you know, it's obviously we're in wait-and-see mode there, but I think as of right now, Trey Flowers would be, you know, option 1A for Atlanta on the outside.
And I know Clark Phillips, and we know that the battles that he had with Drake London, but here's what I'll say. The NFL is a whole different game, and it's a whole different skill set as far as some of the athletes that are on the outside. I mean, you don't have tiny receivers. I mean, you got a lot of big-bodied guys, and they run really fast, and it's a whole different level, you know, at this point in the NFL. You think Phillips is big enough to handle on the outside? I mean, that's obviously the big concern is that, you know, his height may be a real issue when you're talking about lining up against, you know, some of the elite NFL wide receivers.
Yeah, I think concerning is probably the way I would word it. But I do think if you look around the league, past and present, there are past examples of some historical outliers that have been, you know, whether it's a 5'9", 5'10", outside corner where it's like, surely he's not, you know, capable of hanging, and then he ends up hanging. You know, so I think with Phillips, there's so much more to it than, you know, size alone. I always think back right after he was drafted, he said, I've been 5'9 my whole life. And, you know, obviously he won Pac-12's Conference Player of the Year playing outside corner last year. And, you know, so he saw quite a few larger receivers outside last year at West. And so, obviously, as you mentioned, not the same thing. But I do think there's enough, you know, past experience, past film on him working outside to where you'd be confident if that was the situation that, you know, you had to execute. But at the same token, they drafted him with the intention of playing him inside, which I think tells you the way that they viewed him pre-draft. I do believe Arthur Smith mentioned post-draft that he can play outside if needed. But again, I think that's why early on you're seeing Trey Flowers rather than Clark Phillips outside. And I just think that, you know, as things kind of play out, Mike Hughes is a you know, kind of underrated option that I don't think we've mentioned yet. And obviously he's played outside quite a bit. so far. But I think in camp, he's been primarily inside. Clark Phillips, same thing, primarily inside. So I think with Clark, there absolutely is, I think, a path to him playing on the outside. I just think when you kind of look at what we've heard about him so far as how Arthur Smith views him, pretty much how the entire staff views him, it is primarily inside. And so you would have thought that first team today, maybe Clark would have had a chance out there, but he really never did. And so I tend to think he's primarily looking at an inside route. I think that's something that'll be interesting to watch, throughout the entirety remainder of camp and then working throughout the preseason. But as of now, I think he's primarily a slot guy for them. We'll see kind of how it plays out moving forward. But I do think that right now where he's probably looking at more of an inside role.
Daniel Flick joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Falcons writer. Excuse me. And I want to ask you about Zach Harrison, who has been an intriguing prospect as a rookie and third round draft pick for this team. You know, I know a little bit about Ohio State. I'm from the Ohio area, and, I know some folks and stuff like that. And, the word about Zach Harrison is he was a tremendous high school football player and five-star athlete coming out of high school, not far from the Columbus area, kind of northeast of Columbus. But the rap has always been, if he wants to be great, he'll be great. And not saying that he doesn't have a good motor to it, but he probably should have been a better player than he was even in college. And I know he was second team all Big Ten, but, at times that it just didn't all come together. But he's a very intriguing prospect. And, I've said if he can be even 4 or 5 sacks, again, this team is desperately looking for pass rusher help. If he can show signs of life about doing anything, I think he's got a real chance to play in this defense and have a good impact for this team.
Yeah, and I think, again, kind of hitting back on Arthur Smith's interviews throughout the last several months, you can kind of see the progress that he's made in the way that they've talked about it. After the draft, a lot of the talk was, we don't really need him to play right away at all. It's kind of like a redshirt situation, really. But I actually asked Arthur about this a few days ago, and one of the things that he told me that I was kind of surprised about, he said that if they had to start him in week one, they'd feel completely fine with that. And so I think, the more that you ask guys, whether it's other linemen or opposing linemen, whoever it may be, the thing that keeps coming up about Zach is that he's really working at it. And I know you mentioned that at Ohio State, I guess overall work ethic was kind of the main question with him. So far in Atlanta, I don't think that's kind of an issue. So I think he's kind of quieted some of those concerns. He's been consistently productive in camp, and I think he reached a new level when pads came on, which is obviously, what you want to see. And so I think when you look at Zach Harrison, there's a lot of bodies in that room, especially kind of in that same 3-5 technique role that he's probably going to end up playing. But again, the talent there is undeniable. The traits are undeniable. And as you kind of hear some of his veteran teammates talk about him, the more excited you get. And I think Arthur Smith mentioned Zach Harrison as a riser twice, kind of unprompted throughout the last week. And then again, when I asked him about him, he could not have been higher on him. I'm pretty sure he started off with saying that a lot of senior college kids are, fifth, sixth year now. Zach was a straight 4-year senior. And so he's still pretty young. They love how much room that he has still, as far as, play style improvements. And, again, he showed up even with the pedigree. There was still so much more to come from him with his skill set and everything else with him there that I think he was viewed as more of a project player. But the way that he performed throughout OTAs and the way that he's performed so far in camp, he's really kind of shaken that tag. And, I think really when you look at the entirety of the Falcons rookie class, Zach Harrison's probably been the most surprising standout so far. And so I think really he's probably outperformed their expectations and for sure a lot of the outside expectations as well. So, I don't think it's a situation where they want him playing heavy snaps as a rookie, but I do think that he's for sure helped his odds. And I think as you kind of look at the next year or two for him, I think that he's probably still going to end up playing, I'd say maybe 20 to 30% of snaps this year, which again, compared to how they viewed him post-draft, I think that would be a pretty significant jump. And then you're kind of looking towards the future as some of the current one-year contracts that they have run out and kind of hoping set the stage for a really big leap for him entering year two. But as things stand currently, I think he's off to an extremely fast start and one that, frankly, has probably only helped his projection long-term as well.
And, you know, that is a question because this is what I was going to ask you is, you know, we've seen with Dean Pease's defense the first couple of years a real hesitancy to play rookies, and I don't care where they were drafted. I mean, it's been a situation where, you know, Richie Grant only played about 20% of the snaps in his rookie year. There's been that hesitancy. You know, do you see that changing? I mean, you know, we always hear about how complicated Dean Pease's defensive system is. Do you think Ryan Nielsen or Arthur Smith or, you know, is there an opportunity for rookies to play more, you know, in their first year? Because we haven't seen that the last couple of years. But if you got a guy that's playing really well, why not keep him on the field? I always go back to Ebikadi. He should have started more than one game last year, but again, for whatever reason, they didn't do it. I think that there, if a guy's playing really well, you got to start playing some of these guys.
Yeah, I would agree. And I do think, you know, to answer the overall question, I do think there is more of an opportunity. I think with Pease, as you mentioned, there was a lot of talk about how just complex his scheme was, and even some of the veterans that were, you know, under him, especially year one, talked about that quite a bit. But I think with Ryan Nielsen, there's so much of an emphasis on just, you know, constant rotation, fresh bodies up front. I think with Zach Harrison, he just fits such a prototypical mold of what Ryan Nielsen wants up front. And I think as you kind of look at the Falcons' makeup in that room up front, Calais Campbell is 37 years of age, I do believe. And so, you know, that's a guy that even he talked about, he only wants to play, intends on playing about 50% of snaps this year. Again, you kind of look at the interior and outside of that room, it's a lot of guys who are 30-plus, you know, again, with Campbell, it's 36, 37. So you're, again, looking more at longevity of the season. This is a Falcons team that wants to play and has full-on plans of playing into, you know, mid to late January, if not longer. And so I think when you look at how Ryan Nielsen has historically run his rooms up front, there have been a lot of guys who've seen a lot of extended action. And so I think with Zach Harrison, you know, compared to how Pease kind of ran his ship the past 2 years, I do think there's more of an opportunity this year. I think, again, early, probably not so much. Obviously, there's still, you know, a few training camp sessions still to come. And then obviously, I think the preseason will end up being really, really important for him. Obviously, Miami in a few weeks here. Well, I guess it's a few days, right? But I mean, that'll be very, very important for him. And I think kind of looking ahead, I think the first half of the season is probably going to be relatively quiet for him. But if you remember last year, you mentioned Arnold Ebikadi really kind of started turning the corner around that week 8, week 9 period. And then, you know, he actually injured his forearm in about week 10, week 11. I was speaking with him, I think, 2 days ago about that. And he talked about how that injury really limited him over the last month and a half. So I think with Zach Harrison, it's kind of he'll follow a similar path there to where early on you're not going to see as much of him. But again, as you kind of move throughout the year, injuries happen, you know, just kind of your veteran rest package is also kind of trying to limit some of the workload on some of the older players you have outside. I think naturally you'll see Zach kind of work his way into that mix more. I think he'll be a pretty early special teams contributor as well. And it could be a situation where he kind of earns more snaps that way as well. But I do think that as the year progresses, we'll keep hearing more and more about Zach Harrison, and we'll kind of keep on seeing, you know, why he was so highly thought of, and kind of, again, we'll probably end up looking kind of towards year two for him as kind of the main year. But I do think we'll see flashes this year to where this time, you know, early August of 2024, we'll probably kind of look at now and say that was all really, you know, a sign of what's to come from him. So I think we'll see flashes this year. Obviously, he's created a whole lot of hype around him so far. And I think there's only more in the tank for him, and very eager to kind of see how that plays out.
Daniel Flick covers the Atlanta Falcons for Falcons Report on Fan Nation, part of the SI.com network. And he's on Twitter at DFlickDraft and joined me on the WaitFor.com hotline. Daniel, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you as always.
You got it. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.